With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Annual inflation in the United States cooled last month, yet remain elevated.
It's the latest sign that the pandemic fueled price surge is only gradually coming under control. The consumer price index rose 0.3% from December to January. That's up from a 0.2% increase the previous month. Compared with a year ago, prices are up 3.1%. That's less than the 3.4% figure in December and well below the 9.1% inflation peak in mid-2022.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting the latest reading is still well above the Federal Reserve's 2% target level. But after today's report, Wall Street is plummeting. Also at SRNnews.com, by a vote of 70 to 29, the Senate has passed a controversial aid package that includes $60 billion for Ukraine. Bob Agnew reports.
The $95 billion bill also includes money for allies Israel and Taiwan. 22 Republicans voted with nearly all Democrats to pass the bill with a final vote of 70 to 29. Supporters arguing that abandoning Ukraine could embolden Russian President Vladimir Putin and threaten national security across the globe. Opponents say the U.S. has already spent too much on Ukraine and should turn its focus closer to home, especially dealing with the crisis at the southern border. Bob Agnew reporting.
Flight attendants for major U.S. airlines holding rallies at airports around the country to push for higher pay. Tuesday's protests are not, however, a strike. Federal law makes it difficult for airline unions to go on strike. The protests being organized by three unions that represent cabin crews at American, United, Southwest, and several smaller airlines. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 650 points, the NASDAQ losing 300. This is SRN News. Transgender forces are forming an alliance.
The Transgender Legal Defense and Education Fund and the National Center for Transgender Equality plan to merge this summer. It's all part of an effort to defeat parental rights groups and Republican lawmakers who are trying to keep transgenderism out of the elementary schools. Transgender activists are promising a well-funded state-by-state campaign to make sure that the LGBT agenda is part of school curriculum from kindergarten on up. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
West Virginia lawmakers considering a piece of legislation that would establish that a person's sex is determined at birth and that gender equity terms may not be substituted. It would also establish that certain single-sex environments, such as athletics, locker rooms, and bathrooms, are not discriminatory. The bill is pending in the GOP supermajority House of Delegates. Other states have seen similar proposals. This is SRN News. Alaska's state health officials say an elderly man has died from a virus that bears the state's name.
The virus is called Alaska Pox, which health officials say is related to smallpox, cowpox, and mpox, formerly known as monkeypox. Symptoms can include a rash, swollen lymph nodes, and joint or muscle pain. Health officials say 7 cases of Alaska Pox have been reported since 2015, and all involve people who were living in the Fairbanks area. Officials say the man who died passed in late January, and he also was undergoing cancer treatment and had a suppressed immune system. I'm Donna Water.
The longest Super Bowl game will also go down as the most watched program in U.S. television history. Kansas City's 25-22 overtime victory over San Francisco averaged 123.4 million viewers. That's a 7% increase from last year. More details at SRNnews.com.